Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow, and actually welcome back to Moscow. We've been on our travels, Augie and I, globe-trotting, causing a few upsets here and there. It's going to be great, coming soon, keep your eyes open. And we're back. We're back in the bunker here in FSB HQ, back doing as we're told. Of course, we're doing as we're told. And where would we start this week? Well, there's really only one game in town again, and that's Ukraine. After the big Don kicked the narco-fuhrer in the nuts in the Oval Office and basically pulled his trousers down and gave him a good spanking for the world to watch, remember? We kind of covered it live. He ran, you know, scurrying up the drain pipe to his old friends in France and the UK and Germany, Italy. And he's been there this week, you know, talking to the press, telling everybody how the absolute end of the world is going to come unless Ukraine gets another couple of billion. He gets another couple of, you know, Florida mansions. He gets to, you know, top up his gold stores, basically. And when he was asked, you know, what the future holds for Ukraine, how's this world, war going to pan out? What's it all about, basically? He really exhibited an incredible piece of strategic logic, right, Augie? And, you know, we were all sort of at the edge of our seats to see, well, what is his plan? How is he going to outsmart the Russians? You know, everything's gone to Kursk in the east. The Russians are taking town by town. This coalition of the willing is more like a coalition of the retarded because they can't agree on the menu for the sit down. Forget about anything to help out Ukraine. So what was his plan, Augie? Well, you know, he has a really ingenious plan. He basically turns around and says, you know what? Putin will die and then everything will be okay. That's basically run the video for real.
But it also depends on his age. He will die soon, and that's a fact, and it will come to an end.
Yeah. I think he's stoned out of his brain. So that's basically it, right? Like there's no sort of engagement with reality, you know, about this ceasefire deal, about, you know, the fact that they're bombing the gas pipeline in Suja again today. You know, these dudes, you know, they can't hold it together whatsoever. It's just turned into a complete picture. The Americans are beginning to see that you just cannot deal with the narco-fuhrer. So it's obvious that the narco-fuhrer, you know, the Green Goblin, you know, the Bankova Bandit, whatever, we're kind of running out of tropes for this dude. It's obviously that he's actually living in his own world. He's completely losing it. And even people close to him are saying it, you know, that, you know, he's losing the plot in Bankova, you know, alienating people, complaining, sacking people all around. It reminds me of somebody, Downfall. Remember that scene in the basement of the Führer bunker? It all seems to be coming together by coming apart. Now, of course, when you've got, you know, living in a world of your own, you need imaginary friends, right, Augie? And it seems that Z-Boy has also imagined that Macron, his good friend, you know, the guy that they can't keep their hands off each other, you know, it's kind of a bit creepy, actually, is calling him just by absolute accident in the middle of the day, as you do, you know, hello, Emmanuel. Sorry, I'm busy at the moment. I'm speaking to some journalists. No real journalists in Ukraine. They're all in prison. Yeah, I'm just a bit busy. Oh, yeah, I'll call you. Give me 15. Ciao. Ciao, ciao, ciao. Yeah. Run the video, Augie.
Manuel, I have just conversation with the journalist. Can I be back in some minutes, in 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, ciao, ciao. You hang up.
Thank you, Manuel.
Yeah.
Okay, great, yeah, great.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
You hang up. No, you hang up. You hang up. No, you hang up. You hang up. Okay, go on. Ciao. Bye, bye.
I'll tell you what, Shay. They're both going to hang.
You're both going to hang. Probably, if the French electorate get their hands on Macron. And I'll tell you one thing, there ain't going to be no election in Ukraine because they know that as soon as that happens, Z-Boy's gone straight down the toilet, 100%. And as if that wasn't bad enough, when Zelensky's talking to his imaginary friends, you know, living in his own reality, of course, as Ukraine literally shrinks daily. Check the map. It's actually shrinking every day this dude lives in his fantasy world. He's also taken up a very bizarre interest in art. Have a look at his choice of picture for a Time magazine article, you know, The End Game. If that doesn't tell you something's up, Z-Boy, I don't know what does. And as the meat grinder continues, they've got to get more people into the army, of course. And now they've turned on the 18-year-olds, yeah? 18 to 24-year-olds. They've come up with a bounty system. If you join the Ukrainian army, which is a one-way ticket to Bandera, let's face it, you ain't coming back. You get $24,000, about a million hryvnia, which is the Ukrainian currency. Now, in order to get these dudes to sign up, the sign-up bonus, they've tried Roblox. They've tried various other things, but they've also tried McDonald's, right, Augie? Who doesn't like cheeseburger? I mean, one cheeseburger is never enough, right? Now, in democracy formerly known as Ukraine, or is it the other way around? Anyway, in you know, country 404, they decided to convince 18-year-olds that if you sign up for the military, you know, you'll be in some back room behind the lines. You'll never see combat. Yeah, right. You will be able to buy, I think, 15,000 cheeseburgers. You know what I mean? If you're 18, maybe that sort of makes some sense. You might lose your legs. You might spend the rest of your days in a wheelchair. But, you know, 15,000 cheeseburgers, kind of tasty. Run the video, Augie.
Скільки чизбургерів можна купити за 1 мільйон гривень? Так, це точно TikTok Міністерства оборони. І так, це дуже важливе питання. Пішли і все дізнаємось.
This is the real deal.
Один чизбургер коштує 64 гривень.
What does McDonald's think of this?
Можна купити 15,625
чизбургерів. They sell a lot of meat, right? I mean, the meat grinder selling meat by virtue of meat sales. It's kind of a creepy, actually, isn't it?
Хочеш захищати Україну і стати до лав Збройних сил України? Все просто. Залітай на сайт 1724.
Something a bit creepy about it.
Підписуй контракт і забирай свій мільйон.
Jerk. Now, of course, here in Moscow, we have Vkusnaya Tochka, which is actually much better than McDonald's. Don't tell anybody. And there's actually rumors that McDonald's wants to actually sneak back into the market now that everything's, you know, warming up between Washington and the Kremlin. Maybe we'll come back. I don't think so, boys. Vkusnaya Tochka are here to stay. Mm-hmm. The reality on the front for Ukrainian soldiers is that the lifetime that you're going to have after arriving at the front can be around 4 days. That's Ukrainian data. It's an absolute hellhole. It's a show. Grossly corrupt commanders, no equipment, basically dumped into a hole and told, hang around there until the Russians come, die if possible, if not surrender. That's basically the best chance you've got. Now, of course, we were told that, you know, there was 500 million, trillion North Koreans over there, right?
Deserting, yes. They deserted, yeah. So nobody saw them.
Yeah, so where all the trillions of North Koreans went. Now, interestingly, they said that there was 500 million trillion North Koreans in Kursk. Now, this is the most surveilled, monitored, filmed war in history, right? There's never been as many drones in the air, body cams on the soldiers on both sides. This has been filmed in every element, but nobody could produce a single video or photograph of these 500 trillion gazillion million North Koreans. They must have been absolutely experts in camouflage, right, Augie? What happens when you do arrive at the front? How does it look? When you arrive there after eating your 15,000 cheeseburgers and watching all your porno, all the rest of it, you know, getting your Roblox subscription paid for, it isn't the picnic that you were told it was going to be. It's a complete show. And if you decide, this is not for me, I think I'll take the next bus home to Kryvyi Rog or Lvov. No, you're not going home, boy. You're going in the hole. Either the Russians are putting you under the ground or we are. Run the video, Augie.
So here they are dragging a soldier who refused to fight into the hole. And please notice, he's not alone there.
Jesus.
It's like a bunch of people.
So this is what they're doing to their own soldiers.
Yeah.
Right?
And there are like plenty of them. Nobody wants to war.
So the hole is full of Ukrainian soldiers. Imagine what they're doing to Russian civilians and prisoners of war.
And they're throwing trash at them.
So they're in some basement. They're not going to come out of there.
And the guy was basically threatening to shoot them all. or throw grenade down that hole.
Price of the one-way ticket to Bandera. So that's what happens if you're unlucky enough to get busified or basically abducted from the street or tempted into the army by 15,000 cheeseburgers. Now, if you're not interested and you're not stupid enough to, you know, go to the front for the sake of a cheaper jerk-off, you're going to probably get attacked on the street by Zelensky's kidnappers, the despised recruitment officers who are hated across Ukraine. We saw, you know, a few days back what happened to Mr. Ganul, a really infamous neo-Nazi recruiter. He met an unsavory end, let's say, Augie, in Odessa. That's not to say that everybody in Ukraine has taken the medicine, if you like. And it seems that increasing numbers of people are getting sick of this. Now, the draft officers are completely despised. And that happens because, no, not because of patriotism, because people are sick of the war. They don't want to see young people being dragged off, old people being dragged off. People with handicaps, epilepsy, tuberculosis, even HIV are getting dragged off to the meat grinder now. We have an interesting video now, Augie, right, of ordinary people who don't know the guy who's running away from the Zelensky's kidnappers decide to intervene, and they probably save this guy's life. Right, Augie? Run the video.
So they see them running?
Mm-hmm. So the dudes are running, and this car is just driving by, ordinary Ukrainians, okay? And they decide, open the door. It's like something from a movie, actually. It's like something from some sort of drama or, you know, thriller. And that's it. One less soul for the meat grinder. Sorry, Mr. Z. So as we see, ordinary Ukrainians acting in the interest of ordinary Ukrainians. That's society, right? There's another group in society who seem completely blind to the reality of what's been happening in Ukraine. Slava Ukraini. Any hints there? Heroim Slava. I love it in an American or Canadian accent. Yes, the f***ing naffotards. The group of obese incels, half-wits, retards, libtards, fruitcakes, and perverts who live in their mother's bedrooms spouting drivel and poisonous rot on the internet. The keyboard warriors, the fat ones, the blobs, the creeps. Yeah. NAFO. Somebody recently engaged with one of the NAFOtards on X, I think, and said, you know, US doesn't stand with Ukraine anymore. What? How dare you? We are Ukraine. This dude, by the way, never held a rifle in his life, has probably never left his home, is probably allergic to sunlight, and is probably on the sex offenders register. But he had something to say about NAFO and the US support for Ukraine. Run the video, Huggy.
Speak for your goddamn self. Leave the rest of us out of it. Slava Ukraini. Heroyum Slava.
Oh, yeah, avoid my... Sorry. It's been a while. And who would have thought that, you know, old friends, they make the best of enemies, as we say in Ireland. And the old USA has become the target for really unrivaled hatred in Ukraine right now. They really, really hate the Americans. You know, I'm not sitting back. It's a bit of schadenfreude, you know, America. Bold boys, you did give them hundreds of billions of dollars when the mechanically propelled retired grandfather was in charge. But we forgive you, right, Augie?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. Anyway, moving on. The Ukrainians have become ever more theatrical in their, let's say, display of affection for the United States of America. Burning full-size dummies of the Big Don. Sending a couple of people to try and kill him, actually. Ryan Root and the other kid that tried to kill the Big Don? Oh, we were told not to talk about that. Yeah, that never happened, right? Anyway, they've become ever more theatrical. And on this occasion, they've decided to put their heads of the whole American leadership on sticks and a nice US Stars and Stripes as well, and set the thing on fire. We here at the Moscow Mules completely condemn all acts of violence, and even acts of violence against four turnips stuck on sticks in front of an American flag. But it kind of does demonstrate how fickle friends the Ukrainians can be, right? And the Russians know a bit or two about this, you know, because they basically made up the country. Thanks, Vladimir Lenin. Correct? Read it up. Check it out, YouTube. F***ing YouTube. But the reality is, they love to do a bit of theatre. Here we go. Augie, let's have a look at the heads on sticks with the stars and stripes all going up in flames, let's say. Run the video.
Trump, Musk, Венс, Рубио. Вы заплатите за свою
страну. What is this? Like something out of... it's like something out of The Simpsons. No, it's not even The Simpsons. It's like, what's the other little dude? The little baby dude, the evil baby. The evil baby guy, what's his name again? The cigar? I mean, I don't know. Augie, what do you think of this?
I think it's very fitting for a country with a failed comedian in its helm.
Correct. Yeah. That's actually completely true. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, of course, you know, we're seeing terrible escalations, bombings, and terrible suffering in Gaza, you know, across the region. But something else is afoot in the Middle East, Augie, correct? It's a TV station called Al Arabiya have made a report, and they've done some incredible journalistic investigations. And they've discovered, now, I kid you not, this is really, really a thing. They have discovered that George Floyd of Black Lives Matter fame is actually not dead. Breaking news. Yeah. He's actually fighting for the Russians. Yes, I kid you not. George Floyd is not dead. He didn't get asphyxiated by officer whoever, wherever. He's actually on the front lines doing his duty for Mother Russia. Now, remember, there's a lot of black people, a lot of Africans fighting on both sides, you know, more on the Russian side, of course, due to the history with the Soviet Union. Now, one of whom was very famously captured and given a completely unracist reception by the Ukrainians. Remember? Yeah, they stuck a banana in his hands and put it on the official Twitter account. Didn't work out too well for them. But anyway, back to George. He's, you know, furiously storming the bunkers of the Ukrotards, and he is not at all 6 feet under. Not yet, at least. Run the video, Augie.
جورج فلويد الذي حسب الكثير من وسائل الإعلام قد عاد للحياة وهو يقاتل مع القوات الروسية في كورسك. نشاهد كيف جورج فلويد أو الجورج فلويد
وهو يقاتل مع القوات الروسية في كورسك ودرجة الشبه
بينه وبين جورج فلويد صورته الحقيقية. الكثير كثيرون تحدثوا على أنه عميل روسي قد ساهم في زعزعة الأوضاع في أمريكا والآن هو عاد إلى روسيا ويقاتل هناك.
So George Floyd was a Russian agent who was paid to get strangled to death in order to die, escape, pretend to die. Derek Chauvin goes to prison. Even the fact that George was a bit of a bold boy, he had a bit of a history. Let's face it, George Floyd wasn't out selling girls, scout cookies and helping charities. George was a bad boy. He wasn't a good boy. But, you know, that's a different debate. So that was all a Russian construct, right, Augie?
And I'll tell you what, guys. Russia has the best necromancers.
Speaking of poor old George Floyd, God rest him, maybe not, let's have a look at the US, the USA. Now, interestingly enough, these anti-Elon riots are taking place. A man who puts a lot of money into the US economy, employs a shit ton of people, in the US and in China and in many other places. One of America's big success stories, right? You'd imagine, wants to send human beings to Mars, builds rockets, you know, a genius, an innovator, a jewel in the crown of a country. Not anymore. All you need to do to get that done is to join the government and try and fix things a bit. Dare you not go and try to say, well, you were spending $20 billion a week on taxis. We should cut back on it a bit. Mm-mm. Big mistake. Now, Augie, where were the protests against Mr. Bezos and Mr. Zuckerberg when Sleepy Joe was in charge? Can you run the video of that, please?
Unfortunately, there was none.
Aha. So we can't run the video of the anti-Bezos riots, the anti-Mr. You know, Zuckerberg riots, because there wasn't any. Despite the fact that Zuckerberg's platforms were killing kids, encouraging suicide, all kinds of weird. I don't remember Elon doing any of that. Elon's crime is being friends with the big Don. Let's have a look at BLM2. Yeah, that's what we think it may be here on the Moscow Mules, hitting the streets and getting all pissed off. The blue-haired brigade hate the Teslas. Yeah, you betcha. Run the video, Augie. Tax the rich. What are they banging about? Are they all dead? What is this?
They're all dead. It says, Medicaid cuts killed me. died from no vaccine, and of course
they died from too much blue dye going into their skulls from the blue hair dye that they use, libtard poisoning of the brain. Now, of course, you may think that the libtard protests are retarded, which they are. They don't have any impact. Speaking about impact, Just Stop Oil, who said they would protest forever in the UK, throwing fucking cans of beans on beautiful works of art and blocking the roads for ordinary workers who pay the taxes to pay their social welfare, have decided they finished protesting, that they've achieved everything they wanted. Yeah. Oh. But in the States, keeping with the Tesla vibe, you know, poor old Elon, people have even taken to using their number two, let's say, or using their own biological functions to protest. Not talking about shouting, we're not talking about screaming, we're not even talking about pissing on the Teslas. Augie, what are we talking about?
Smearing your all over Tesla.
Roll the video.
Look.
Oh, mother.
I bet my ass that
he's got his hand down there.
Yeah, you know, you got to pick it up.
So he's actually...
Yes.
He's actually...
Yes.
He didn't, like, put it in a bucket or, like...
No, no.
Let's say harvest it or gather it. He just literally...
I mean, you walk on the street, you see Tesla, you have to act to save the world, to save the liberty. There's no time to go back get a bucket.
If you ever doubted the fact that the Libtard Brigade are completely full of there's your proof.
And I bet your ass, Che, he came home and started posting Slava Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. He's definitely an Afrotard. Oh, 100%. So as people stick their fingers up their ass to rub shit all over another big American business's cars, yeah, it's a kind of a clown world, freak show world. And north of the border... there's also a bit of a clown show, freak show going on. Here's a Canadian politician called Charlie Angus. Now, he's warning Canadians not to travel to Russia because the Russians are randomly picking up Canadians, holding them hostage, locking them in the basement here with Augie and I, and imbibing them with propaganda. And, you know, they're under huge threat. Right, Augie?
One difference. He's talking about America.
Yeah, that's how the clown world works. So now Canada's threat number one and danger number one, seeing that fetal position, rat's ass, goofy nose, dickwad Justin has just taken off, is that America is now the enemy. Yeah, that's right. America is the enemy. Don't cross the border, bro. It's dangerous down there. I swear to God. Run the video.
I am here today to say to Canadians to avoid travel to the United States if at all possible, and to call our government to stand up for our Canadian citizens who are being denied their rights by arbitrary detention in the United States today. The Canada must stand up for our citizens and for the rule of law.
Next thing you're going to hear is that Americans are stealing asphalt from Canadians.
Yeah. So sadly, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Moscow Mules. Augie and I are going to now retreat into our refrigerated caskets and get reprogrammed with plenty of propaganda directly from the Kremlin. We have a direct line. And this week has really been about the fantasy world of Mr. Zelensky, the fantasy world of the coalition of the willing, coalition of the willies. This idea that this fake reality that Ukraine is actually winning or can win, despite the fact that everybody knows they can't. We'll be here next week to narrate the show, the clown show, the circus. You've got front row seats with Augie and I. Keep yourself safe till then. It's a dangerous world out there. No thanks to your friends in the European Union. We'll see you same time, same place next week.
What a show.